You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. Call, text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue and always shall call Twitter.
I almost started calling it X. I started to. But you've inspired me.
I just can't.
Yeah.
It's, you know how you get the thing in your throat? I can't do it. Just can't do it. It is that time, and we close out the show every day this way. 11:52, Calvin, it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, please send it in to Jane Says... J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. It can literally be anything from the world of animals, from nature, from science, from politics, you name it, we cover it in This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And this edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing is a serious one.
Oh.
It's very important.
All right.
Comes from the world of education, Jane.
Ew.
A California educator has been accused of cruelty after awarding bonus points to students who don't take a bathroom break during class.
I would need to make sure I understand this correctly.
There's a teacher in California who has been getting in trouble with parents or is getting ire from parents because this teacher is awarding extra credit points if the student does not take a bathroom break during the class.
That seems not healthy.
That seems rather unhealthy. Like, I mean, we were all in high school once, and I remember wanting to just get out of class and can I go to the bathroom? And it gives you
waste some time.
4 minutes to just get yourself together and relax.
Right.
But there shouldn't be a points value, I don't think. I don't think you should get extra credit for not I mean, if I don't have to go to the bathroom, I shouldn't get a reward for that. And if I have to go to the bathroom, I shouldn't be penalized for that.
I think that. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
That just, I mean, and I don't think it's just for people as they get older, but sometimes if you wait too long, this can lead to other issues.
It's not healthy to hold it.
No, it's not, Calvin.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like that big of an issue to me. I'm going to defend the teacher here. I would assume that this is a problem in their classroom.
Too many kids are trying to skip out.
Getting up all the time and going to the bathroom. And the other thing is, when I was in high school and middle school, the school gave us these planners at the beginning of the year. And in the back, they had passes on them. And I know there were teachers who would give you extra credit based off if you had more passes or less passes left off. So it doesn't seem that dissimilar to that.
But that's different, though.
But you shouldn't be penalized if you need something, though. Like, you need a pass to go to the bathroom. You need a pass to go make a phone call to your parents. You should be penalized if you are, like, if you're caught smoking outside the high school because you asked to go to the bathroom or you're doing something wrong. But if someone has to use the restroom, then they have to use the restroom, and they could be a National Honor Society 4.3 GPA student. That shouldn't count against them.
Well, and I would think then, too, this could lead to, well, now you have to have a bathroom monitor go with you to make sure you're actually going to go, which would be I see that as problematic.
I do, too. It says in the article, this bizarre test of vesicle fortitude didn't sit well with viewers.
Vesicle fortitude?
I know. It's someone went to Columbia J School. They said they deemed it egregious and inhumane. Now that to me is a little too far. Like, you can still go to the bathroom. You can go to the bathroom, but but it's like
you won't get the extra points.
It's like
though.
A tournament. It's like a tournament of will. And someone said needing to ask permission to use the bathroom is barbaric. Well, you always had to ask permission. You can't just, unless you're in college. That's where I first learned you could just get up
and go
and leave if you wanted to.
Chris in Madison listening on WMDX. Hey, when you got to go, you got to go. This is ridiculous.
I don't disagree with that. And if I was a parent and I found out, I'd be like, I wouldn't go insane or be truly upset. It's not going to keep my kid out of Harvard. But, you know, I think that, you know, if they're a good student, even if they're a bad student, they got to go to the bathroom. They go to the bathroom. This shouldn't be a thing.
And there you have it. Today's.
This shouldn't be a thing.
We always want to hear from you. If you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to janesays@civicmedia.us. Karina, we got about a minute and a half left. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Maybe I didn't hear from the beginning from you, but he's not penalizing anybody. He's just giving more if you don't go back and forth, back and forth. I was a teacher in the college, and the fact that the students just get up and go somewhere, it's kind of like, are you leaving? What are you doing? I'm talking. You didn't hear me. What's happening right now? So you as a teacher, really confused. I mean, are they leaving a class altogether? I think there is got to be some sort of communication between the teacher, because you're talking pretty much like all this time. You're standing in front of your...
Karina, we're running out of time. Thank you so very much. Thank you for checking in with us. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Allbus. Stay close. You are listening to the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.